a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits. And here's reason number 16 why you ought to come to Modern Woodman Park and see the Bandits play. We use no robots. Even our umpires are very much human. Sometimes I kind of wish we did use robots. I invite you to come cheer on the River Bandits and give the umps an earful. Now, enjoy an earful of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
He's down on the phone. Okay.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Casey, we've had this conversation. Other people call this number.
That's my Don hotline. No one else is supposed to be using it. How dare they?
That's the Don phone.
I've got a mission for you, should you choose to accept it.
Me?
I can't think of anyone other than Darren S. Pitra for the job. Pizza Hut, I guess, is going to be rolling out pizza with fried chicken on top of it.
Okay.
Are you intrigued?
Yes, I'll try it. I'll eat it. I like chicken. I like pizza. I don't know that I have to necessarily have to have chicken pizza.
This is it. Chicken and pizza together. Okay.
I'm not saying you can't have this. I'm not saying that you can't have the two in the same meal.
Mm-hmm.
And if somehow that chicken ends up on top of your pizza,
right?
Who gets hurt?
Well, the argument is they all end up together anyway, right?
That's true.
I mean, for us fussy eaters, when I would say, like, I don't like this touching that, and people would say, well, it all ends up together anyway. Then, oh, thank you for reducing this meal into the fecal matter it's going to become, but yes.
Who would you have a bigger problem with, though? The person that can't touch that?
Yeah.
Or someone who would just mix everything together?
Yeah, boy.
That's not a good look either.
Yeah, I'm much more akin to the person who likes to keep things separate.
You just go right ahead.
Who do we know that does the Archie Bunker style eating where they only eat one thing at a time? Don't we know somebody in our circle? It's like they start with the chicken, then they move on to the green beans.
Then I'll finish the chicken.
Then the mashed potatoes. Like they eat everything as a meal. They tackle it one step at a time. It's like me, I'll have some chicken, then I'll have some beans, then I'll have some potatoes.
I might accidentally do that from time to time, where it's like, oh, these green beans are so good that I finished them off,
laser
didn't
beam
I?
Focus.
I finished them off.
Beans.
I couldn't stop.
Pizza Hut rolling this out in some select markets overseas, and if it's a hit, and I imagine it will be, they'll bring it here stateside. It's pizza topped with fried chicken bites, bacon, red onion, bell peppers, cheese, and then covered in ranch. Their other pizza has fried chicken bites, bacon, jalapenos, melted mozzarella, and a drizzle of spicy mayonnaise. Are you intrigued?
So they're not actually putting a drumstick on a pizza?
No.
Pizza. A bone is not involved.
No, Nick the Internet Pizza Guy can eat this Pizza Hut pizza, yes.
And he will.
This is your mission, though. I understand Popeyes has a new chicken sandwich out, and it's all anyone is talking about. Have you heard anything about this?
Haven't.
Popeyes taking on the Chick-fil-A empire.
Mm-hmm.
They've rolled out this chicken sandwich, and it's going like crazy. Now, I don't think it's available at our Popeyes yet, but any day now. I'm telling you, if you were to call the Popeyes, they'll pick up the phone and they'll say, the sandwich isn't ready yet, because they're tired of answering the questions. And now it's getting to the point where there are mass shortages across the country.
No more chicken?
Of chicken
ever?
Sandwiches. Yes, no chicken sandwiches.
So what are they
There's
doing?
There's been a real run on them.
They're just doing a duplicate of the Chick-fil-A sandwich?
It's supposed to be a Popeye's take on it, and apparently from people whose opinions I respect on chicken, on a level I respect you on, they say the Popeye's chicken sandwich is 1,000 times better than the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. And I got to tell you,
I think it's possible.
I'm not a fan of a lot about what Chick-fil-A's about, but their chicken sandwiches are fantastic.
Yeah, they're okay.
No, they're pretty damn good. My pleasure. I'm reading here a story of in Indianapolis. The headline reads, if you're trying to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich in Indianapolis, good luck. Here's a review, an online review of the Popeye's chicken sandwich. This has been hyped like no other. It says here, the Popeye chicken sandwich. It took me 2 days to find this chicken sandwich. It's taken the internet by storm.
I lost my job because of this chicken sandwich.
Did it live up to the praise? My full scientific review and out of a 5 scoring system below. There are some spoilers in my review. Flavor gets a 5. Crispiness gets a 5. The bun gets a 4.
Luke Skywalker is dead.
And the thickness is what gets it its highest score. On a scale of 5, this reviewer gives it a 100,000. These sandwiches are dummy thick. I'm talking phone book thick. I'm talking milkshake thick. They're not just thick, they're thick. Keep that in mind if you don't think you can handle it. So people are going nuts for these Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
All right, I'll keep
you
my eye
are
open.
The man. There was a review online where the dad was explaining to his wife about how delicious the Popeye's chicken sandwich is, and he's like, she's folding clothes or whatever, and the dad's like, "You're not listening to me. The sandwiches are fantastic, and the pickle tastes like a chicken somehow," which is my favorite. But it's like every conversation you've ever had where he's trying to talk to his wife and she's just like doing other things. "You're not listening to me about this Popeye's chicken."
So is that something that they're doing? Because Chick-fil-A has a pickle on their sandwich, right?
Yes, yes.
So is Popeye's then foregoing the pickle but has a like a pickle batter?
No, there's
pickle-flavored batter?
They have a pickle, but the pickle somehow tastes different. I'm telling you, if you were to poke around...
Their pickle tastes a little more all-inclusive.
Okay, my buddy Jeremy just texted me here. He says he is currently at the Popeyes in Davenport, and he says it looks like a lot of people read the same reviews. He says it is the longest line he's ever been in.
Longer than when they opened.
My buddy Jeremy is live-tweeting his experience now trying to get to this Popeyes chicken sandwich. Yeah, the line when they opened was ridiculous, wasn't it? I gotta find the guy doing the review for the wife, and the wife isn't listening, and he's just like, "You're not listening to me."
You know who was also in line to get that sandwich?
Who's that?
The young kid who has to leave. He's been in line. He's been in line for over a day, but has to leave in time to go to school.
"From my sweat and my tears taste like chicken. They got a pickle on that chicken sandwich. They got a pickle. Listen to me.
No, he doesn't know that he's being recorded. So you hear the giggling. The kids are giggling as dad is just lecturing the wife about how good the chicken sandwich was. So when you hear giggling in the background, that's the kids as the dad is yelling at his wife.
This is not someone putting on a show.
No. He doesn't realize he's being taped, which is what makes this so great.
"And I was crying and the tears from my sweat. And my tears taste like chicken. They got a pickle on that chicken sandwich. They got a pickle. Listen to me. They got a pickle on the chicken sandwich that tastes like chicken. The pickle tastes like chicken. You hear me? It's a buttermilk bread. It's buttermilk bread. And the bread's so soft that it just melted in your mouth. And I got the spicy chicken, Sister Gray.
Listen, baby. You got me pregnant 9 times, and I'm just trying to get the laundry done.
It's hard not to hear you. I'm trying to do some laundry. Woman, I cried. The sandwich was so good, and my tears tasted like chicken. You're not listening to me.
We got 10 kids in this family.
And the mom is like looking at the kids like, "You guys are happy taping your idiot father doing giving as he lectures me? So this is your mission,
yes.
Should you choose to accept it. I don't know if there'll be time for you to do it by the time we do another podcast, whenever that'll be. But can you make it a priority to get one of these chicken sandwiches in the next couple of days?
Some sort of what's good today, what's fresh?
Yes, I want your opinion of this Popeye's chicken sandwich that, again, everyone
okay,
is
talking
about.
Okay, I will, because, again, I don't have the opinion that Chick-fil-A is some sort of world beater. I really don't.
Well, who has a better chicken sandwich for a fast food than Chick-fil-A? Who's better for a fast food chicken sandwich?
Lee's Chicken.
Lee's
Chicken.
They have a chicken sandwich?
Although they've got a dynamite fish sandwich, too.
Yeah, I think of them more for the catfish.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I don't get the bun at Chick-fil-A doesn't do much for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the bun apparently, and this is so soft it melts in your mouth. You're not listening to me.
Well, that's a good place for it to melt.
He's telling his wife he was crying over the sandwich and the tears tasted like chicken. If that isn't the most incredible chicken sandwich experience you've ever heard, I don't know what we're doing.
Your other food reviewer hasn't reviewed this yet, huh?
I have to see, yeah.
Soon, I would imagine.
If old-timey food review guy... I could pretty much do the review now for you. This is what it is. So I heard there was a lot of talk about this Popeye's chicken sandwich. So I went and tried one. And honestly, it was pretty good. That's what his review will be.
Same with movies. I'm sure he does the same thing with movies.
I couldn't believe the first bite was, it was moist enough. I'm a 20-year-old kid who for some reason talks like he's in the 20s.
Well, he soon will be.
What's that guy's name? The fast food guy that I enjoy so well. See, he doesn't have a fun name like Frankie McDonald. The food reviewer guy that I enjoy so well. Oh, we got it. Apparently, little buddy says, yep, here's the guy.
He has reviewed it?
The report of the week has indeed reviewed the Popeye's... Oh, no, well, this is the Popeye's cheddar biscuit butterfly shrimp. That's not what we want.
Well, give it a go.
I guess he calls this show the Report of the Week. Online people call him Review Bra. Okay, so here he is. He just uploaded this review. Thank you, little buddy. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that really enjoys this kid that sounds like he's... I just walked out of an old-time movie, see? And now we're going to talk about chicken sandwiches. All right, let's see just a little bit of his review here.
Hello, everyone. This is Running on Empty Food Review. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone watching.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea. How about that, Kaiser?
That Red Grange is having quite a game.
I say let Europe solve Europe's problems.
This is Running on Empty Food Review, and I am your host, the Report of the Week. So here we are. It's actually midday. Well, it's around...
It doesn't matter.
I can't play that again. It's actually around mid.
It's not pertinent. I'm just
letting you know right now. If you're listening to this podcast, you're thinking, should I fast forward? Or are they just going to be talking about chicken sandwiches? We have other things we're going to talk about.
All right, let's just.
But I'm going to tell you right now, we might talk just about chicken sandwiches.
Put a bow on this. All right.
All right. Time is.
I am your host, the Report of the Week.
So he calls himself the Report of the Week.
I like it.
But others, fans call him.
You don't need
review.
You don't need to know my real name.
So here we are. It's actually midday. Well, it's around 2:05 p.m. Eastern Time. So even if it looks like it is the darkest depths of midnight outside, it's
that's
not.
Because I've got foil on my windows.
I'm not lying. Look, you can see the window there. Why that even matters, why that makes a difference, I have no clue. But
no, it
doesn't. Out there anyway.
Now,
this is going.
It's out there. A lot of you are uncomfortable with what time of day it might be as I eat in my car. I'm wearing a three-piece suit.
I can't take it back that it's 2:05.
It's about 2:05 Eastern time. Okay, Harry.
A battle of the chicken sandwiches. This is the face-off of the century. Right here.
Champ, champ, champ!
And the amount of requests that I got for this was incredible. I was actually surprised. I was checking my Twitter the other day. I know...
This kid probably checks his Twitter on an old manual typewriter. I just have a feeling.
It was going all out. And I was seeing tweet after tweet. Tweeting around. Saying, can you review the chicken sandwich from Popeyes? And can you make a comparison... to the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Okay. I caved to the peer pressure.
All right, I'm going to fast forward, because here
we go. Both of them. Oh, boy, that's really tacky. We got it done.
So he's going to get around to eating the sandwiches and give us his thoughts.
Okay.
Maybe we should put a pin in this and revisit it later on.
Okay.
Because we have spent a lot of time on this.
All right.
But I just... The time is...
But I've said what I've said, and I can't take it back. It's 2:05 Eastern.
Yes, to it. Which kind of caught me off guard. The chicken is more flavorful than I thought. I thought it was going to be this bland slab of meat slapped on and slathered with copious amounts of mayonnaise. I'm surprised. The chicken is crunchy, and it's more flavorful than I thought that it would ever be. And the mayo, I think there is a little too much mayo on it, for my liking anyway.
You lost me at mayo, you know how I feel. Woman, you're not listening to me. I cried about the sandwich, and my tears tasted like chicken. Let's get into the top five things, shall we?
The top five things.
All right. Well, so.
Hello there!
The top five Dave things.
And Darren.
Brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, going on August 29th, 30th, and 31st. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is going to be having a three-day estate jewelry event. They're going to be having it for just those 3 days, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, I shouldn't say it. Well, not this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, give us the dates.
It's 2:05 Eastern. August 29th, 30th, and 31st, so you figure out when that is. An extensive collection of previously enjoyed jewelry, unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, priced to sell, true vintage bridal fashion, diamonds, gemstones, gold, platinum earrings, necklaces, rings, bracelets. Don't miss out. As always, shop local, shop small. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the Wow Factor on 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Now, when you make your way down to Mary's, make sure we mention Nacho Radio.
And I'm here at Mary's. It looks like the darkest depths of midnight, but it's about 1:35 Central.
Mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner, again, at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're open Tuesday through Friday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 till 5:30, as a matter of fact, and then they're open on Saturdays from 10 till 3 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com, and like them on Facebook. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can sure do so by using the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. Each and every weekday from Monday through Friday from 2 till 6, join them out at Oscar's Pub. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub, Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. Should mention that they will have live music on Saturday. Scott Stowe will be performing at Oscar's Pub. A podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade roast beef, their secret recipe, slow-roasted and hand-pulled to perfection. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one.
Chicken is in the news.
They're making another Matrix movie. The Matrix 4 has been announced. Lana Wachowski set to write and direct Matrix 4. Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss will reprise their roles as Neo and Trinity. They're very excited about this. They say they're working on the script, and it will begin production at the beginning of next year.
And this one's called, because they you had what, Reloaded? This one's The Matrix Unplugged.
There was the, is that what it's called, really?
I don't know. I did see where there was the, well, I'm sure you saw this as well. The,
yeah.
The new title for the James Bond movie.
Which is called...
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die, which sounds an awful lot like Die Another Day. Well, it's almost like a complete rehash of that title. No Time to Die, I guess I'll die another day. They've run out of titles. You know I'm a massive Bond fan. I'm looking forward to it very much, but there have been a lot of problems on this Bond movie, which makes me not very hopeful that it's going to be any damn
good. Last one was Spectre?
Yes. It's been a while since we've gotten a new Bond movie. Uh-huh. And the last one was okay. Skyfall was brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go.
I could go on.
I'm here at the movie theater. It's about
Skyfall checks all the boxes.
You know, it was really flavorful for me. So they're very excited about this Matrix 4 that's coming out. Yeah, The Matrix Reloaded, and The Matrix Revolutions. Yeah, I don't know what the name of this movie's going to be. I'm sure there'll be a big reveal for that sometime next year.
You thought The Matrix Unplugged was plausible.
I don't think that's the worst. I think that makes sense.
Aren't they bringing that back too?
Unplugged?
Yes.
Who plays instruments anymore?
I don't know.
Well, how would you even do that? Lil Nas doing an Unplugged? So he's now no longer number one on the charts. He was number one, Darren.
For how long?
19 weeks.
Boy.
And the gal that took over this, Billie Eilish, she was Billie Eilish?
I thought you said Billie Eilish.
That's, I think, what, yeah. She was number two on the charts for 8 weeks in a row. Can you imagine being number two on the charts for 8 weeks in a row? Finally getting to that number one spot. But Old Town Road was number one for 19 weeks.
Gotta take my horse to the motel room.
So I have to confess, I've seen all the Matrix movies, and they were fine. I'm not really that big of a fan. I wouldn't say I'm a whatever Matrix fans call themselves. It doesn't seem like they're the kind of fan base that has, like, conventions, or you don't see kids dressing up in
long black coats.
Yeah, well,
it's not the best look.
Kind of got ruined by some teenagers in Colorado. You don't get to walk around in long black coats anymore. The Matrix came out. I saw three movies. I don't really remember what the hell happened in the two movies that weren't The Matrix. I seem to remember there was a lot of
stuff getting blown up.
Maybe there was a motorcycle chase or something, but I have no memory of those movies.
Wasn't there a young group of cell phone... a young group of people that owned cell phone stores?
Yes.
That referred to themselves as Mafia?
The Matrix Mafia?
No. Here in the Quad Cities.
They call themselves the Mafia.
Wasn't there some sort of...
The cell phone Mafia?
Something like that?
I that sounds kind of familiar to me. Or was
it was like guys in their late 20s, early 30s.
And they called themselves that?
And they owned like some Sprint stores or franchises or whatever. And they also wore long black coats and referred to themselves as, was it the cell phone mafia?
That part I don't remember, but it's entirely possible. It sounds like the kind of dumb thing that could happen.
That happens. Yeah.
Two.
Climate change may be making spiders angrier. If it seems like the spiders you've been interacting with have had bad attitudes, it's nature's way of telling you something's wrong. Extreme weather conditions are encouraging an increase in the population of angry spiders. Angry spiders, not a game that your kid plays on your phone. These are actual angry damn spiders. A new study says freak events like tropical cyclones could be having an evolutionary impact on spiders in storm-prone regions, which are already areas that the most aggressive spiders have the best odds of survival. This is a study that was published in the new journal Nature Ecology and Evolution. And yes, we do subscribe. Researchers from McMaster University in Canada study the behavior of spiders living in areas where extreme weather conditions constantly change their habitat. And apparently, I'll just paraphrase what these professors are saying. It's pissing the spiders off.
Now, how do they know this? Is there like hate speech in their webs?
Did that spider...
Is that a swastika? Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, message received.
You hateful...
Oh, no.
You hateful little monster.
Yes.
So, yeah, angry spiders. That's a result of
gang symbols in the webs?
That's not okay.
My house just got tagged.
Well, look at this. The spider did an okay sign. That's not okay. That's white power now. Read a book.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, or how about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We love you all very much. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you can do so, and you can do so anytime you would like to by using the Oscars Pub text line. 470-23 Nacho coming up on Saturday, October 12th. It's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from Milwaukee's own Pat McCurdy. Now, admission during the day is going to be free. If you would like to see the show, it's going to be $5 in advance. Those tickets are going to be available as of September 1st. You can go online at the Oscars Pub Facebook page, and there'll be a link there, or it'll be $10 the day of to see the concert. Again, that's at Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex, the podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. I saw the Capriati's food truck out and about yesterday, and if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you are just there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You can order a medium sandwich at that time, and they'll only charge you for the price of a small one.
Let's read some texts here on the text line, 470-23-NACHO. That's 62423. Got one here from Lil Buddy, who says, hey guys, any chance you could forward me the Cover 5 invite code? I didn't get an email and would love to play again this year. If you didn't get a code,
it's because
I don't know that anyone got a code.
I haven't seen a code.
You might be getting a code a little bit closer to the season. I know we're all very excited about the NFL
college being back. Football starts in 2 days, and they're calling it week zero.
Week zero.
Because there's only a handful of games,
right,
I guess,
right,
before everything starts in earnest.
Yeah, I misspoke earlier today. I said, oh, this would be the last weekend without college football. And I got a quick contraire.
No, there's
it's football. Week zero, apparently. I wasn't aware.
Typically, they would start on a Thursday night. It would be like tonight.
Yeah.
But no game tonight? Just preseason? Just preseason football?
This is my point with the Cover 5. I love that you guys are excited about it. We're excited, too. We love playing Cover 5 with you. I promise none of you will be left out. But there aren't any lines yet. We're still in week three of the preseason, right? You see, the Packers are playing in Winnipeg tonight for some reason. Winnipeg.
The Jets?
I don't think they're playing those Jets. That'd be a fun game to watch. The Green Bay Packers taking on
the Frozen Tundra.
Frozen Tundra indeed. And we got this from the...
Aren't you really repeating yourself when you say the Frozen Tundra?
Yes, Tundra is...
Frozen.
Yes. Yes, Tundra, by its very nature,
is frozen.
It's a good point. Here's one from CJ, 309 area code, who wanted us to know, hey guys, there actually is a bar called Sidetrack. Sidetracked Saloon. It's in Orion. How did you not know about this?
Because they must have changed the name.
I just thought you would like to know. Love the show. Thanks, CJ.
Sidetrack or Sidetracked?
Sidetracked.
Sidetracked. It is called Sidetrack.
Yeah, there's a bar called Sidetrack, well, and it's in your hometown.
Well, okay.
Now, do they do the gimmick like we suggested, where you just never get your order? Sorry, barmaid got sidetracked. I love that. I love that business model. Order things and just never get them. Really, the name, you really should have known what you were in for when you walked in the place.
So then you need to do a bar rescue on that one, where the guy, John shows up and it's like, no one ever gets their drinks or food. Yeah, that's how we do things around here.
That's the concept, yes.
Well, I don't care!
Your family
I don't
is
care.
Dying! Your wife doesn't think you're a man!
You're hemorrhaging money here! Well, yeah, that's the point. This is all just a tax dodge.
It's fine.
We know.
This is a front. We're laundering money.
We know what we're doing.
Should not have.
Well, said, I didn't know that.
Should not have said that on camera.
Number three.
Or just a bunch of tax cheats.
You talked about swastikas in the webs of spiders. Surely that's not a mistake humans would make when they were designing something, and surely not in Germany, right?
In this day and age,
you would think surely not again, surely not again. But yet, a story here of a amusement park in Deutschland that's got some explaining to do because they came up with this new carnival ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy!
And
it's like a zipper.
This is exactly.
And if you see it from above,
it's called the Eigenenkunst.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
You got it right. It's like a flying zipper, and it has four different carts. Owners of the Tatsmania amusement park in the Black Forest had to close down this ride. It's called the Adlerflug, which is German for eagle flight, Which, frankly, yeah, that sounds a little Nazi to me. They had to do a complete redesign after social media users observed videos that when this machine is up in the air, when this ride is up in the air, it looks like two giant Nazi symbols.
I guess I had never really considered German amusement parks.
It does seem, as much as Frozen and Tundra go together, German and amusement seem so at odds with each other.
Well, amusement parks anyway.
Right. Come to the amusement park for some fun. No thanks, man. That's a hard pass for me.
Come and be amused. We have many amusements at the park.
Do you have any water slide? Three.
Now, the managers at the park say they had no idea that this thing looked like a swastika. They went, and the second they realized it, they shut the thing down. They say, we didn't notice the gondolas are in the form of a swastika. It was not obvious from the manufacturer's sketches. You know, we were looking at sketches.
I think they would be very obvious.
Right, like...
If you're looking at actual, art, you know, the drawings of how you made this thing.
Right. Right.
I would think they'd be very obvious.
Right. Right. Like, if...
Okay, you've engineered this new ride.
Right.
And what's it look like?
If I were
to look like this,
if I were to make a roller coaster and have it be anywhere,
you're going to see the plans.
And I'm going to see the plans, and I'm like, this kind of looks like a noose, fellas.
Yeah.
Here's why we're not going to do that in America. Oh yeah, of course I see it now. Like, you got to kind of look for that stuff, don't you? Especially if you're a German amusement park, right? They say that they bought this ride from some Italian company.
Sure. Blame it on the Italians.
Rudiger Braun is the 62-year-old managing director of the amusement park. He says, quote, I would like to emphasize that I would like to apologize with all form to persons who feel disturbed and insulted by our design. We will have this problem under control. They're going to have three gondolas.
They're going to lose one.
Instead of four.
Okay.
So that'll be a big, big improvement.
Now, having said that, longer lines.
Here's the thing. You're not allowed to display swastikas or any Nazi Germany over there. You go to jail.
Yeah.
If you hang a swastika up in your window anywhere in Germany, they throw you in jail for 3 years. As they should. But yeah, it's bad enough the spiders are doing it. But, you know, they don't know they don't know any better. The Germans, well, that's a completely different story, right? Even though... Some would maintain that the Germans are innocent in this regard.
And we're back. Was that just giving the sponsors an opportunity to
plug
a spot in there.
I'm looking for the drop here. I've got this drop that's perfect for it, and now I can't find it. Don't have a Buford T. Justice, the Germans got nothing to do with it. I thought I used to have that. All I can get is...
What we're dealing with is a complete lack of respect for the law.
No, I like it better when he's talking about the goddamn Germans got nothing to do with it!
Come on, let's go, you guys!
All right, I let you down.
Look at it!
All right, I'll push this
brother.
Button.
Brother! Let's see if we can drag the horse to the finish line here.
Four.
Really kind of limping, aren't they?
Larry King has filed for divorce again.
I saw this.
Filed
twice
for divorce.
He's tried to divorce this woman.
He
Sean King.
Sean King.
59 years old. Larry's what? 105.
He's 85.
Boy.
Filed for divorce in L.A. County Court against Sean King. He's been married 8 times to 7 different women. Married this wife in 1997. The nuptials went down in Larry King's hospital room as he was preparing to undergo surgery to clear a clogged blood vessel in his heart. I have to assume that Sean agreed to the marriage thinking,
yes,
he's not waking
yes.
up, and I get to walk around with all that Larry King live money. And then he wakes up from the surgery, and she's like,
"What's he
doing? Great.
Super."
They filed for divorce originally in April of 2010, but then they reconciled. According to these documents, Larry says he separated from her in June After 21 years and 9 months of marriage.
Hey, Sean, do you know what I mean by reconciliation? Get over here.
He's saying irreconcilable differences.
Was it his Twitter feed that was the last straw?
Well, now that he's divorced, the segment's going to be called My One Cent. I'm sorry. That shouldn't have cracked me up as much as it did. It's been a long day. So he's divorcing his wife. I guess there's talk that
she's okay with it.
She's probably thrilled.
You would think.
But maybe not. Because what I read was, this is actually...
I put 22 years into this and I'm not going to get anything.
This is the thing. One of the things that I read suggests... 22 years.
He was 63 when I married him.
One of the things I read suggests that the divorce was actually the idea of their children.
Mm.
Because the boys have figured out that
this is a loveless marriage.
When dad goes, mom gets all the money.
Yeah.
And the boys aren't okay with that. So the boys are like, go ahead and divorce mom, and then leave us all the money, dad. You see what I'm saying? If you die, dad, mom's going to get half of your... She's going to get all of your money. Give her half of your money now, or whatever the prenup is.
Uh-huh.
But if she's your widow, mom's going to get all the money, and she's not going to give us any of the money. It sounds like a real fun family. It sounds like they have the good times.
Poughkeepsie, go. I'm surprised he didn't name his kids like Poughkeepsie. Hoboken, go.
Five.
Number five.
Hoboken King.
I remember when I was trying to teach the boys. Now they're in their 20s, but I remember when I was trying to potty train them. I remember trying to Hoboken King over here. It would be like, Hoboken, go.
Finally, number five, 88-year-old Connecticut man is behind bars. He showed up at his nephew's place of work with a gun and told everyone at work he was going to shoot his nephew. Daniel Cashman, arrested by police and charged with first-degree threatening and breach of peace. He's 88 years old, mind you. Employees told the police that this guy had said that his nephew had recently stolen some of his personal belongings and damaged his cuckoo clock. And that's why he was there, to shoot him. He went on to say he was not going to kill his nephew, he just wanted to shoot him in the leg. Also, my favorite part of the story is, he goes to his nephew's work and is like, where's my nephew? I'm going to shoot him for damaging
my
cuckoo
clock.
Who's your
nephew? We don't know who you are.
So they, exactly. They give him a name, and then they go, you know, he's actually not here today. And this 88-year-old man goes,
I'll wait.
He thanked the employees for their time and promised he'd return the following day.
Be back.
Well, the cops had something to say about that, because you don't get to shoot your nephew at work because of a damaged cuckoo clock. Thank you for your time. I'm sorry to have bothered you all. I'm just here to shoot my nephew.
When do you open again? What are your hours?
I'm only going to shoot him in the leg. I don't plan on killing him. Cashman was told that his nephew was not there. So the employees say he flashed what appeared to be a police badge and came strapped with a handgun, visibly holstered to his tip, or to his hip, I should say. The tip, that's a good thing. Cashman was told his nephew was not at the building at the time, at which point he thanked the employees for their time and promised he would return the next day.
Which, of course, didn't mean that he wasn't actually there.
The employees at this place, Stony Brook, confirmed the Cashman never unholstered his gun and appeared to be confused and nonsensical throughout the encounter. He's in jail on a $5,000 non-surety bond, and he'll be appearing for a judge in a couple of days here.
Gives him something to do.
Family, huh? That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Anytime you would like to reach out to the podcast, you can do so using the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and Wells, $5 glasses of wine, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. So keep that in mind the next time you've got a big goings-on. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We have every intention of doing a podcast again tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Vaya, con Dios.